advantage of carbon credit, a source of revenue that can be obtained early in the stages of growing trees, so that if farmers are particularly interested in tree planting, that might be marginal land or completely non-productive land which has got no other commercial use, they can put trees onto that land. And if they put trees onto that land, well, they might as well get some commercial return from the tree plantings.
What's the logistics, and what do the farmer have to do in terms of the paperwork side of things to be eligible for these carbon credits?
There is a fair amount of bureaucracy and paperwork to deal with, I have to say. In most cases, that would be beyond an individual farmer, particularly if they've only got a small area of planting, perhaps, you know, 10 or even 100 hectares. So in most cases, farmers would go into an arrangement with a company, say a carbon company, who would do all the dealing with the bureaucracy for them.
So does that mean that this carbon credit scheme is only really appropriate for big-scale farming operations?
Not necessarily, because you can have what's called an aggregated project. So it's really like a cooperative. So a lot of individual farmers may, in effect, join a cooperative, and then that would be managed as one aggregation project. Then there would be the economies of scale for it to be worthwhile doing.
So when we're talking about the financial benefits, can you give us some sort of indication of what these farmers would reap if they were to take part in this scheme?
I mean, obviously that varies enormously, but, you know, as a guide, they could expect somewhere between about $200 and $500 a hectare over the first 10-year period. I mean, farmers would look at that and they'll say, well, you know, that's not a commercial arrangement on its own. It would only be applicable, really, to land that they've already put trees on. So then it's not the only return from that tree planting project. It is a top-up, essentially.
So weighing it all up, what would your advice be for farmers considering carbon farming?
Well, my advice would be don't plant the trees solely to get carbon credit. And in most cases, it's not going to be worthwhile a carbon farming adventure where your sole purpose in planting the land is for carbon credits. Is it good for your farm business to plant trees on land? And if it is, well then, I mean, my advice would be to look at what commercial returns you can actually get from those trees. It may be that when they do all their analyses, that little bit of extra revenue they get from the carbon credits might be the bit that makes it worthwhile doing. But it's not going to be a profitable farm enterprise, carbon credits on its own, if that's your only reason for planting the trees.